With great fanfare, Microsoft has unveiled a tablet computer to compete with Apple's iPad. It is called Surface, and Microsoft characterizes it as a tablet that's a great PC, a PC that is a great tablet. Here to talk about it with us today is Larry Magid, CBS News and CNET tech analyst. Larry, thanks so much for joining us. First of
all, my pleasure.
Your impressions of this new device?
Well, what I've seen so far, and I've had to see it from a distance since I'm in your area. I'm in suburban Virginia, right outside of Washington at the moment. But what I've seen from the live blogs and the photographs looks pretty impressive. And as you said, the effort is to create a tablet that's also a PC. And what they've done that's particularly innovative is that the case or the cover dubs as a ultra-thin keyboard. Now, you can get devices like that for the iPad, but Apple doesn't ship it as sort of part of the product. So this is really kind of a standard offering. It's also very thin. It's actually slightly thinner than an iPad, not much, but like a millimeter thinner, and just a tiny bit heavier than an iPad. So they went for the lightweight, beautiful magnesium case, I mean, a very impressive case that they put into the thing. And, of course, it will run a version of Windows. In fact, it will run two versions of Windows. One version is Windows RT, which is more iPad-like, special apps designed for it. The other is going to be the new Windows 8, which means it'll run all of the desktop apps, including Microsoft Office, so it could have a home in the corporate world among people who need their regular Windows applications.
Larry, how much is it going to cost?
They have not announced cost. They have not announced exact shipping dates yet. They just simply said it will be priced competitively or comparably. So I'm guessing $499, $399, somewhere in that range that the iPad sells for. iPad, I think, is currently $499, so that's probably about be where it's about.
So the big question is, can it compete with the iPad?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's not an absolute certain answer at this point, because the devil's always in the details. It's always in the execution. The fact that it looked great on stage doesn't mean it's going to be great in your hands. But I think Microsoft has an opportunity because of their pedigree and their huge corporate inroads, and the fact they still, despite the success of the Mac and the iPad, they're still the most popular computer software operating system out there. I think it's going to be a competitive product, but I'm not going to predict that it's going to do as well as the iPad. My guess is it won't, at least initially. But, you know, we're at the beginning of the tablet revolution. We have a long way to go, and Microsoft isn't as late as you might think they are, considering how much more innovation is left ahead of us.
Okay, Larry Magid, CBS News and CNET tech analyst. Thanks so much for joining us.